This was 3 years ago, just at the beginning of December. Where I live, it doesn't get too cold until late December, and we usually don't get any snow until early January. I go camping pretty often, and typically try to take as many trips as I could before winter comes in, and then I wouldn't be able to go out for several months. I schedule some time off work for the first weekend of December so I could do one last camping trip. I chose a place an hour north from me. I knew it was a little colder up north, but I didn't think it would be enough difference to matter too much. Besides, I was prepared with camping gear that was also rated for cold temperatures. I headed down there in the morning, arriving at the trailhead just a couple hours past sunrise. There were two other cars at the trailhead, one regular-looking minivan and one truck that looked like it'd been off-roading, with mud and scratches all over it. I parked and began down the trail. It was definitely chilly out, so I put my jacket and hat on. Not too long into it, I passed an older man with his kid who looked like they'd camped the night before, so that accounted for one of the cars. When I got to the campsite, I figured there would only be one other group or person there, but it was empty. Just a flat grassy spot near a flowing pond. No other tents or people. I sat my tent up on the edge, near the trees. For the first little bit, I spent some time writing in my journal, but as the day went on, it got colder and colder. I got up and built a campfire to help keep me warm. It wasn't too long after that, someone else came walking down the trail. It was a man, maybe 40, and he wore a thick coat and a cloth covering his face. He had a small backpack. But when he passed me and went to the other side of the campsite, I noticed his bag was flat, like there was almost nothing in it. He sat down and leaned up against a tree. I thought he probably had a friend further down the trail that was on their way or something. But a while passed, I don't know, probably 45 minutes, and nobody else came. Also, the man didn't move. He was still just sitting against the tree and staring out at the pond. I didn't know whether to feel bad for him, or be creeped out, or what. But then, kind of out of nowhere, he got up and started walking over to me. Once he got to the other side of the campfire, he stopped and sat down, smiling at me over the flame. "Hope you don't mind if I share your campfire. It's much colder than I expected." I said it was okay, trying to be friendly, but also feeling a bit uncomfortable. There was something off about his smile. The rest of his face just didn't match it. His eyes were droopy and tired, which made his smile seem fake.
"Did you bring a tent? It's probably gonna get colder tonight."
He shook his head no, but didn't seem worried or concerned at all, still having that smile. After that, there was a good 10 minutes where we both just sat there in silence. During that time, I'd already made up my mind that I wanted to leave, but I was nervous about packing my things up right in front of him. But the sun was nearly set, so if I was going to leave, I'd have to soon. I stood up and went toward my tent, getting my sleeping bag from inside and rolling it up. I could feel the man's eyes staring at me the whole time. And when I turned around, he was looking right at me with that same creepy smile. He stood up, holding his gaze on me, then walked back to the tree he was by earlier. However, he didn't stop. He continued walking past it and into the woods, disappearing from my sight not too far in. I stood still for a minute, listening for his footsteps, but the forest was quiet. I didn't know what the hell was going on, but I was sure he'd be coming back any minute. I hurried to get the rest of my things packed, and within 2 minutes, I was heading back down the trail. I left the campfire going, so that if he was watching me from a distance, maybe he'd think I hadn't left yet. The next 2 hours were extremely unnerving, walking in the dark and freezing cold, just hoping I wouldn't hear his footsteps rushing behind me. I made it to my car safely though, getting in and driving home. I noticed at the trailhead, the old truck was gone though, so if it wasn't his, I don't know how that man got there. Regardless, if I'd stayed that night, something definitely would have happened. The man was probably going out into the woods to get something, only to come back soon after and do whatever he was there to do. Or he could have been waiting out there, pretending to have left in hopes that I'd feel safe enough to stay the night, just to come back in my sleep. The imminent events of that night will probably haunt my thoughts for the rest of my life. This was in 2016. I used to live in a remote town with a pretty close community. The whole landscape around the area was flat, dense forest, so basically the only thing to do was go for hikes or go camping. Otherwise, you'd have to drive an hour over to the next, slightly larger town. Me and my friend Matt would go camping a lot, and this time he said one of his other friends recommended a place that we could go, so that's where we went. It was only a 15-minute drive from the outskirts of our town. There was no parking though, we just pulled over on the side of the road. The trail was also very faint and thin, and not something that looked used very often. We walked down, and after an hour, we made it to the camp. Supposedly, there was a nice view of a lake, but his friend must have been messing with us, because it definitely was not a lake, or a nice view. It was more of a swamp, like a dark green overgrown pond. It looked like it could have been nice, a couple years ago, maybe. After laughing it off though, Matt pointed out a tent on the other side of the water. It was way too far to see anything specific, but it was just a lone tent sitting among the trees. Then my eyes drifted along the edge of the water, further down from the tent. There was a person watching us. They were standing along the pond, directly across from where we were. I did a quick friendly wave, trying to not make it awkward. We both assumed they were the ones staying in the tent. Anyway, we pitched our tents on a hill, away from the water, and carried on with our day. We played a couple games and had some long talks. During the whole day, we occasionally looked out at the water, and we both found it a little strange that we never saw the person near their tent. They were either not there at all, or just walking around in the trees further away. As the day slowly turned to night, there were a few hours where we never saw them. We walked around and collected some scraps to make a fire with, then propped up our chairs close to the flame and made dinner. We were just chatting and having some laughs when Matt suddenly jumped up from his chair. His eyes were locked on something right behind me. I stood up and looked. Standing in the dark, there was the outline of someone standing only 20 feet away. They had long and disheveled black hair and were wearing dark clothing. The shadows covered them too much to tell if it was a man or woman, or if they were holding anything.
"Hello?"
Matt called out.
"Are you okay?"
I followed up with. They stayed there for a moment, then hurried away. I looked back at Matt, and although both of us were freaked out, we both nervously smiled, like, what the hell was that about? Honestly, this was so long ago, I don't even remember what excuse or theory we came up with for why they were there. We assumed it was the person we saw across the water, but that's all I remember. Whatever we came up with, though, it was enough for us to continue the night without being too spooked. Somehow, we even went to bed, which, looking back on it, I have no idea how. We were just young and overconfident, I guess. But in the middle of the night, I woke up to Matt quickly unzipping my tent and shaking me awake. He was breathing heavily and had a look of fear in his eyes. As I got out, he said he woke up hearing someone outside, and when he opened his tent, he saw that same person standing right by my tent. When they saw him, they ran. He was really freaking out, and I felt like I had to keep a level head as best I could. Our only options were to test our luck walking down the narrow path in the dark, or staying at the camp. We decided to rebuild the fire and stay up all night. We had everything packed up, though, in case we needed to make a run for it. As soon as the sun came over the horizon, we got out of there. That day, after discussing it, we decided to put in a report with our police office, just to maybe warn others about someone out there that was acting unusual. We were surprised to get a call back later that day to have us come in for questioning about something. Turned out, the tent we saw belonged to a missing person that had been gone for over a month. They searched the area, but found nothing else. They showed us pictures of the missing person, and both Matt and I were sure it wasn't the person we saw, which is extremely disturbing. Likely, that person had something to do with the disappearance of the other person, and had Matt not woken up and scared them off, I probably would have been missing too.
Mr. Monopoly here! Monopoly is back at McDonald's! Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to...
get your bag!
Two ways to peel for a chance to...
get your bag!
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to...
get your bag!
Play Monopoly at McDonald's!
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba!
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
This was only a month ago. It was late September, and where I'm at, we were having a lot of rain. Pretty much every day, it was pouring down. I work as an outdoor security guard for a warehouse on the outskirts of the city, so rain doesn't exactly make my job any more enjoyable. Luckily, the company I work for lets me stay inside on rainy nights, but it always made the shift go by a lot slower. Instead of getting to roam around outside the building, I just had to stand by the glass entrance doors and watch for anything. Anyway, this night I got in at 9, locking up the place after all the employees left. It was pouring outside, so I stayed in and stood by the door, and honestly just tried to stay awake. There was nothing to see except rain and the occasional thunder and lightning. A few hours went by. During that time, I just leaned against the wall and made a few trips to the bathroom. But then, as I stood by the entrance doors, fighting to stay awake, there was a deep, creaking thud. It echoed through the whole warehouse. It sounded like bending metal, or maybe a heavy metal door scraping open. It was enough to make the hair stand up on the back of my neck. I was sure it was nothing, and just a creepy sound because of the circumstances, but it was kind of my job to check on these things, so I walked down the hallway and looked through each of the corridors. I'd never actually explored much of the warehouse, since I was usually outside. All I knew of was the one main hallway that had 5 or 6 corridors branching from it, leading to large open warehouse areas. I looked down each of these, until I got to the last one. At the end, the door was cracked open. I felt a chill run through me, although I still didn't know if it was already opened or not. I walked over and opened it further. The whole room was dark.
Hello?
My voice echoed through the otherwise silent warehouse. After a few seconds, I started to step back and close the door until I heard something in front of me. It was a voice. It sounded like a man, either mumbling or softly laughing somewhere in the darkness near the tall shelving units.
Is someone there? What the hell are you doing here?
I called out.
Come here.
He said something softly.
What? Come here,
he said a little louder. Still, I couldn't see anything at all. After a couple more seconds, I said "fuck this" and closed the door. I used my radio to contact the police and left the building through the front. 5 minutes later, they showed up and walked through the building. They came out alone. security tapes were reviewed, showing what looked like a 50-year-old man with a dark jacket slipping in through a gap in one of the back garages. From there, he made his way into the warehouse room, where I heard him in. And disturbingly, on the footage, it looked like he was holding some kind of knife. He made his exit soon after I left. We don't know why he broke in, or what exactly he was trying to do by telling me to come into the warehouse. It might sound weak of me, but I quit after that and took up a day job instead. I was camping out in the woods in the back of my property. I have a decent amount of forested land, so I like to make use of it and go for a casual camping trip every so often. Just a 10 to 15 minute walk out, I cleared a spot for a campsite. There was nothing special, like any views or lakes or anything. It was just a quiet place out in the woods to relax at. This was sometime in the middle of fall, and on this day, around 4 p.m., I headed down there. When I got there, I began putting everything together, and while I did, I happened to see someone walking out in the forest. They were only 100 yards out or something, but considering this was technically my property, it was a little bit strange for them to be out here. My land was bordered by other neighbors' land, too, so the only way to this spot was by trespassing. I wasn't really upset about it. I was just confused why and how they got here. They were walking away from the direction of my house, though, toward my neighbor's land, so I just let it be. Over the next 3 hours, I saw nothing else, and mostly just sat back in my lawn chair and relaxed to the sounds of the forest. The sunset fell over the trees and left the woods dark and foggy, so I lit up the fire pit I'd made and stashed it with some logs and sticks. It was just about an hour into the night, and as I was tossing more sticks into the campfire, I suddenly heard footsteps in the distance. I turned around and could hear someone running, like full-on sprinting through the woods, but it was pitch black out there. I just listened and followed the sound with my eyes as they ran past my campsite and deeper into the forest, slowly fading out. It was 100% a person, too, from the sound of it, but I'm not sure there's any explanation for what they were doing sprinting through the woods at night. It made me really uneasy. I thought about packing up and going home, but it sounded like they didn't notice me or didn't care to bother me, whoever it was. I figured I was okay, and if anything, at least it was just a quick run back to my house. I kept the fire up and stayed outside for another 2 hours. Aside from the running earlier, it was a very quiet night. Around 10, I let the fire fade out and got in my tent, falling asleep soon after. Of course, I wasn't asleep for long though. I woke up to sudden footsteps sprinting toward my tent. My eyes shot open and I sat up, hearing the footsteps come right up to the outside of the tent, then abruptly stop maybe a foot away. My eyes began adjusting to the dark, and through the thin fabric, I could see the silhouette of someone leaning back and forth, like they were trying to look through it. Then there was the sudden sound of something tearing. My eyes looked a little bit to the left, seeing a knife sliding across the fabric and cutting a slit into the tent. Through it, a pair of eyes pierced through at me. I jumped up and bolted out of the tent, screaming and yelling as I ran into the woods. The adrenaline kept me going all the way back to my house, and I didn't hear their footsteps behind me, so it seemed like they didn't follow. However, when I called the police, I looked out the back window and caught sight of a figure standing in the trees, watching me. When officers came, whoever was out there had left. In the morning, they came back out to investigate the campsite, but days passed with no leads. Not only was it terrifying that they were out in the woods on my property, running around at night with a knife and cutting open my tent, but they also followed me back to my house, so they knew where I lived. I was on edge, barely getting any sleep for the next month. So far, nothing else has happened. If anything does, hopefully I'll still be able to update you on it.